You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis is to take part in the final meeting of the World Day of Prayer for Peace when he travels to Assisi on Tuesday, the 20th of September. The World Day of Prayer for Peace concludes a three-day event organised by the Sant'Egidio community and entitled this year Thirst for Peace, Religions and Cultures in Dialogue. It sees the presence and participation of some 450 religious leaders of different faiths gathered to pray for peace and strengthen dialogue in the spirit of Assisi. This year's event marks the 30th anniversary of the first World Day of Prayer for Peace of Assisi, held by Pope St. John Paul II, who closed the meeting with the call, "Let's keep spreading the message of peace and living the spirit of Assisi." Since then, the community of Sant'Egidio has sought to fulfil that message by convening an annual meeting of religious leaders to discuss critical global issues of peace, unity and interreligious dialogue. As the Bishop of Assisi, Domenico Sorrentino, explained to me, the event takes place in a historic moment for peace building as we witness so many situations of war, terrorism and widespread violence.
It's a great occasion to bring people together, bring the believers of all religions in this moment where the world is facing a big crisis, as we see every day, big crisis of globalization, big crisis also of wars, fought in pieces, like Holy Father used to say. And this occasion of grace, because we are together not only to reflect, this is important, but also to pray, each one according his own tradition, but we want to reaffirm the importance of the faith, the importance of prayer, the importance of the grace of God, if we want really build a new world according the values of God and the true humanity, a world of peace.
What is your diocese doing for this event?
Of course, Assisi has a great responsibility. As the city of Saint Francis, a saint loved all over the world, we know that we must be in his footsteps, footsteps of the gospel, because Francis is Jesus, is the gospel put into life. And also the way of Saint Francis to welcome all people, all kind of people, giving the testimony of a Christianism which has a great solidity of faith, but also the capacity to open the arms to everybody.
Pope Francis is coming back to Assisi. He's been there recently. What is his relationship with your beautiful city?
It's a great joy for us. Of course, Pope Francis, who chose the name of St. Francis, feels himself at home when he comes to Assisi.
And in this occasion, on the footsteps of Pope St. John Paul II, of course.
Of course, 30 years ago, St. John Paul II had an intuition which was really a prophecy. And like also Pope Benedict, Pope Francis comes to be in the footsteps of this prophecy.
That was the Bishop of Assisi, Domenico Sorrentino.